luck is about being in the right place, but being prepared. And you need to put yourself in the right place, and you need to be prepared to take advantage of it.
This is Property Investory, where we talk to successful property investors to find out more about their stories, mindset, and strategies. I'm Tyrone Shum, and in this episode, we'll continue the conversation with Owen Davis. We'll delve into his multi-layered strategies and mixed tenancy approaches when it comes to commercial investing, why a lack of concern for investors inspired to start up his own property management business, and much, much more. Going into detail about his portfolio, Davis shares how many properties he's purchased and the strategy behind these.
I think it was about seven that we've had name on title, either within or outside of super. And it's with the mix, as I said, with residential and commercial and doing a few different things. But I guess it was various strategies, and I always like to have a varied strategy with the properties, looking at both capital growth for getting short-term growth, and we certainly got that when we were doing the house and land and doing the construction and doing and we had the time, so we did a lot of the project management ourselves. Well, myself, and then we looked at some income options where we used that Torrens Tower duplex as a fully furnished property, and then the commercial one as well, where that was a good income return, and I'd always try to avoid the higher density strata properties. I don't have any issues with strata in general, but it's more about staying away from the large developments. So if you're going to get into a strata property, get a small development where you don't get caught up in a building or a complex that's becomes a market within itself, and I see that right across, so many times right across Sydney and as well as Brisbane, within our business, especially now that some of the large buildings and complex, they just become markets within themselves. So I think I learnt that fairly early on, with trying to steer away from them.
Having invested for a while now in both the residential and commercial space, Davis shares what has been his greatest learning experience.
Commercial property is it's fairly cut and dry. It's not as easy to understand as residential property. The cycles are usually can be on different cycles, so it's. And it is a market within itself. And then you've got the different types of commercial properties with your retail, your industrial, or your office strata. So it's almost like having to start from scratch again. And people think, I don't recommend it for any of my clients until they've got at least two or three residential properties. Just so that they get that experience and understanding the ups and downs of the expenses, and maybe have a vacant tenant for a while, and because even though a commercial property can have a longer term tenant, they can also have much longer term vacancies as well.
That's right. Yeah, that's very true.
And even though the expenses can be paid by, like the outgoings can be paid by the tenant, and you're usually getting a higher net return, Yes, you have to weigh that up with the possible much longer term vacancies.
Given the high risk return factor that commercial investments offer, Davis talks about his experience in the commercial field and what type of properties he purchased to negate these risks.
It was a mix of office and industrial. So it was like a professional industrial type unit that would be able to be, so it had a component of industrial with like storage and an office environment. And I did that to give us flexibility of types of tenants. And you also have to look at area, make sure it's in a high demand area, and what else, what further development is going to be in that area, and whether there's a possibility of overdevelopment of commercial, or if that development in that area is going to continue for a longer term, which means that it should provide more growth, because that's where it's fairly similar. You know, so if you're in a business park where there's projected development for the next 20 years of a mix of commercial and residential, then that might be a good area to buy in. But you also need to look at the, you know, whether it's all going to be office or there's going to be a mix of industrial as well.
Reflecting on whether it was the buffer potential that his mixed tenancy investments allowed him or another strategy that benefited him, he comments on how his choices have helped him with passive income or capital growth.
It's hard to pinpoint because I focused on having a mixed strategy. I guess the one helps to pay for the others as well if you've got some negatively geared. But what I learned from the experience of myself was, and why I come up with the strategy of getting your first two or three residential first, is generally once you've owned the residential property for maybe 3 to 5 years and you've hopefully had some good rental increases at that stage, by about the year five mark, the residential property should be pretty much paying for itself. And might be positively geared at that stage, just depending on whereabouts in the market you bought in the cycle. And so that's where it makes it easier to be able to hold on to that commercial property, especially if there's any vacancies. So it's and that's where it really comes down to the individual circumstance of the person, of the client, and how you can fit it into your mix of properties. And it's not so much a cookie cutter approach, but yes, if your commercial can provide that good cash flow, but you don't want to necessarily rely on that cash flow to help pay for the negatively geared investment properties if you've got them. So,
living a life so integrated with the property world, Davis explains why he chose not only to grow a personal portfolio, but to help others do so as well.
It comes back a bit to my Monopoly story, I think, in terms of I just like things to work. And I was motivated by, through my mortgage broking business, I could see that my clients were investors. They just weren't being serviced properly by, you know, I termed them the lazy local agent, who was more focused on the owner-occupied sales and not looking after the clients properly. And I just wanted things to work properly and make sure that they were set up right. And because most of the time when things go bad, it's for those two reasons, the poorly structured finance and bad property management. So, you know, a lot of people spend so much time on researching the type of property they should buy and getting everything set up and where to buy and the type of property, and then they negotiate a great price. But it's almost like people spend, you know, all this time getting when they first get married, and they spend the whole time planning the wedding, that they forget about the marriage afterwards, if that's a good analogy. So if people actually focus on what had to happen after they bought the investment property, the experience of owning their first investment property would be a lot smoother and a lot easier. And that's where the finance is so important. So a good mortgage broker is a definite, and then of course a good property manager.
However, while his interest in property stemmed from an earlier age, he shares that it was a bit of mindset block that held him back from diving headfirst into the investing straight away.
It was probably a bit of analysis paralysis, as they call it. But I enjoyed that process. So it wasn't too bad, but. It's you can spend a lot of time, researching to buy the best property, and it's a lot of looking back. If I'd bought one of the first 10 properties instead of waiting till the first 50, I probably would have done a lot better. A lot of the time, it's if you're ticking off the basics, you can't really go too wrong. But of course, you need to know what the basics are, and it's buy when you can get the money, buy when you can afford to, because if you spend too much time waiting for the perfect place, you might not be able to. Getting to the market.
He adds to this, what else can happen if you wait long enough before deciding to invest?
Either the property goes up in value and you miss out, waiting for the best place, or lending policies change, like we've experienced dramatically in the last 12, 18 months, and you can't borrow as much as what you thought anymore.
Coming up after the break, we'll delve into the origins of Owen Davis's property journey to find out about why he believes education is integral to a future of property success.
There's no better education than self-education. And just because someone is licensed to give you advice, doesn't mean they're licensed to give you good advice.
The classic book that he believes everyone should read.
Probably the best basic book on investing would be your Robert Kiyosaki, Rich Dad, Poor Dad.
The personal habit he has not only helped him in the game, but contributed to his success.
My personal habit within this industry is just I love it. So I'm continually, I'm one of those people who just goes looking at open homes for fun.
And that's next. I'm Tyrone Shum, and you're listening to Property Investory. In terms of property resources or mentors, Davis shares how they can help those wishing to get into the property world.
It's probably more resources in terms of reading lots of books, doing lots of research. If it's something that you want to grow as a profession, whether it's building your own portfolio and knowing what you're doing, you have to find good advisors. Find that good property manager. Find that good mortgage broker. Find that good accountant, and just ask them lots of questions. But read lots of books as well. There's lots of books out there about investing. Some good, some bad, but it comes down to what you're comfortable with. So just because I don't like a particular book and what it says, it doesn't mean that it's not right for you. It's because it comes down to what you're comfortable with. But, yeah, find the accountant that's giving you the advice that you want and that you're looking for. Same with financial planners and mortgage brokers. But if you speak to 10 and they're all giving you the same answer, then, yeah, maybe that's just the way things are. Speak to at least 3 or 4 and interview them and say, yeah, what are all the different choices? And get educated that way. There's no better education than self-education. And just because someone is licensed to give you advice doesn't mean they're licensed to give you good advice.
Talking about what books he read and why he recommended it, Davis recommends Robert Kiyosaki's classic Rich Dad, Poor Dad.
Probably the best basic book on investing would be your Robert Kiyosaki, Rich Dad, Poor Dad. It's plain English. It's he talks about all of the different categories of investing and what's good to do when. A lot of people want to jump in and do things straight away. And it also talks more about sort of business and the options there and talking about cash flow and it's basic financial education stuff, which unfortunately we don't get in schools. It really should be taught in primary school from that age. That would be the number one basic financial education book.
When it comes to property-related advice, Davis shares that the best advice he's received is about just getting into the property market.
Around property investing and would be... it's probably I might have said it already 10 times, but it's get into the market when you can. It's about being in the market, not and time in the market, not timing the market. It's the time spent in the market, not timing the market. And so many people try to time the market. So, yeah, if you're able to borrow money now and get into the market, get in now. A lot of people, talking about, is the Sydney property market going to keep on dropping? It's just like, it doesn't matter. If you can borrow the money now and then get in now, get in now. There'll always be a bargain, even in a booming market. There's always someone who has to sell for whatever reason. But unless you're there at the right time, in the right place to get that one property, then you never know. You can't control those things. So focus on what you can control, which is how much deposit you've got, whether you can borrow the money and get in as soon as possible.
And what personal habit he has that's contributed to his success so far?
My personal habit within this industry is just I love it. So I'm continually, I'm one of those people who just goes looking at open homes for fun it's not quite as fun looking at apps on your phone these days, but in the good old days, you'd pick up the old books I'd have a pile of them next to my bed. It's just research. It's research. It's research. If you're wanting to look at a particular market, you've got to get to know that particular market or the particular type of market that you might be investing in. So if your strategy is to buy brand new, find out everything about buying a brand new property, whether it be a house, a unit or a townhouse, and make sure it's right for you. Get yourself educated.
Looking back 10 years in hindsight, Davis shares the important piece of advice he would have given himself.
It would have been do whatever you have to, not to sell. If you can, you just do whatever you can to not sell. even if you have to, if you have to be able to pay someone else out, maybe get an investor to come in for the other half of a property. It's and a lot of time personal circumstances won't allow that, but it's even though I knew it at the time, it was just like circumstances couldn't allow it. But but if I was to pass on what I knew should have been said to me at the time, do whatever you can not to sell.
So you would have gone to try and borrow from someone, or try your best to basically.
Because again, it's about time in the market, and the more time that you can spend in the market, and there'll be flat times where things don't move at different times in different markets around the country. Markets will be going off while others are stagnant and declining. But sometimes in the area that you is climbing, you can't afford to borrow in, so you might need to buy in. So you might need to buy in the market that's a bit stagnant at the moment. And then you stay there.
Having achieved so much already, with so much more to look forward to, Davis shares what he's most excited to see in the next 5 years.
It's getting to know new markets where we're going through such a huge growth stage. Even though people think the Sydney and Melbourne market has come off, it's the Sydney and Melbourne markets are still growing in terms of we still need more housing. We still need more development. There's infrastructure, especially in Sydney, coming out our ears, and that's providing opportunity. So there is so much opportunity out there, for Sydney and Melbourne around these infrastructure areas and where this growth is happening. And we're seeing prices, even with brand new properties, they're being adjusted, and there's good opportunity there for your first home buyers as well as investors to get back into the market strong. But then if we look at the Brisbane market, it's overdue for growth. It's where Sydney was 8 years ago, and that's exciting as well, because well overdue for growth. And anyone who's experienced the latest boom in Sydney and Melbourne, it's going to happen again. It's all about time.
So tell me, Owen, how much of your success is due to your skill and intelligence and hard work, and how much of it is because of luck?
It's all about hard work. Yes, I've got a natural skill that had a born and bred into me for some reason. But when it comes down to making a success of it, it comes down to hard work. And luck is, as the saying goes, you always make your own luck. It's luck is about being in the right place, but being prepared. And you need to put yourself in the right place, and you need to be prepared to take advantage of it. So that all comes down to hard work. So there's not a secret pill. There's not a secret sauce. And if anyone tries to sell you that, then yeah, I've seen them all over the years. It comes down to hard work. And yes, if you're just wanting to be a passive investor, you don't necessarily have to put in hard work every day with it. It's about just putting in the hard work to find the right advisors. But once you find the right advisors that you're comfortable with, then you can take their advice. If you're wanting to become a professional investor, though, then that's a career. And some people spend years or a decade even studying to have a career. So think of getting the experience in the property market as your study period. Before becoming a professional investor.
On that note, if you'd like to receive more great advice from Owen Davis, or if you'd like to get in contact with him, here's how you can reach him.
Through social media, either Facebook, our company page is Leefield Real Estate. That's L-E-I Field. But I'm on there personally as Owen Davis, Instagram as well. LinkedIn, very active on. So, but there's also our company website. It's people still have websites, even though social media is taking over the world. But yeah, and that's leefield.com.au.
Thank you to Owen Davis, our guest on this episode of Property Invest Story. If you want to hear more about his journey, then visit our website at propertyinveststory.com.